Blog Talk Radio.
Let the games begin. Hi there. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and worldwide. Discover what the world has to say. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com. And to listen to my archive shows, just a / Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates. The shows are eclectic. There's a variety of shows. They may be controversial, but I guarantee you they will never, ever be boring. And I invite you to let your voice be heard, March 31st. Need to ask you a question. Do you have enough money? Do you have more month than money? Consider a home-based business, but we'll talk about that later. Our world is shrinking. There are 6 billion of us. Imagine tossing all of our thoughts into one big golden pot and have them all come out smelling like a rose. Oh, sidebar, I'm looking out the window. It was kind of overcast. I'm in a suburb of Chicago. Let the games begin. I'll get to the mayor's running in just a little bit, the election. But it was a little overcast this morning, and we went out to work out. And by the time we finished and got back to our casa, the sun was shining. And I'm looking out over the pond. The weeping willows look like they're ready to burst. And there's a gentleman that brings out his chair, his collapsible chair, and he's just sitting in there, sitting on it now, just soaking in the rays. The good time to get some sun rays is before 10 o'clock and after 2. Vitamin D does a wonderful job, but even if you put your arm up against a window, no sunscreen, and just let your body soak in the vitamin D. I'm not talking about laying out in the sun for hours and hours that I did. You know, as a kid, spring vacation, the first thing we did was make it out to the sand dunes. I have no idea how we got there because none of us had a car, so someone had to take us. And we would scald our skin, and I would have fever blisters. And I want you to know that I have the secret to preventing sun damage. But this doesn't give you license to go out and sit in the sun. At one point in my life, I went, I better do something about how I damaged my skin. And I looked into several companies and got acquainted with life extension doctors in Europe. But I won't tell you what I did. Now, that's another show. Today's show is, was it a dream or a coincidence? Oh, you're going to love it. It's about love. Love is in the air. I know that was February, but like Shakespeare said, the world is a stage, and we're all actors and actresses. And don't you just love his Romeo and Juliet? Oh, the love story of centuries. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall have to say good night till it be morrow. That's in the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. All right, you're listening to Live with Kathy. I have an exciting show and much to cover before I get to Was It a Coincidence? I don't know. What really popped up in my head right now is the coincidence of that German pilot. How sad. But in the meantime, coincidence, you would call in, let your voice be heard, 347-637-3789. Guest call in is 347-637-3789. And you can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.com. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And I have two websites, two addresses, two URLs. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. And it will take you to my existing website. We need to do some updating, but I'm waiting for a few things to manifest, and then I will update it. But it's pretty current. You know, I surpassed myself. I'm an octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude. And I want to meet all of you with a can-do attitude. I had to print this out. This is from Steve Jobs. I had an occasion the other day with one of the executives at the Hoffman Estates Park District that I work out at. And they were talking about expanding their facilities to encourage more seniors to come to the facility. And I didn't pursue it because I don't want to get involved in it. Because, you see, I already know. I know the formula. It's so simple. You're at your, whatever place you're at in your life right now, you made it happen by your choices. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And we take it one day at a time. You know that when you wake up, the first hour is the rudder of the day. And you're the Michelangelo of your life. But just today. Well, take a look at yesterday. Did you like what happened? Well, honey, take responsibility. You're the one that created it. And tomorrow is promised to no one. What we have right now is the present. Right now. Living in the now. Why is it? Come on, be with me here. Why is it that so many people have trouble with that? And you know what? I really have to tell the truth. I don't know if I want to take my time. You see, time is your life. And I don't know if I want to give their mission any time because it's my life. Steve Jobs. I'm quoting him. Darlings, your time is limited. So is mine. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Did you hear me? I don't care what your mother and father told you, your aunt, your uncles, your teachers. If I listened to them, I would not have sailed the high seas as speaker on an international cruise ship. I didn't have any solid role models other than in nutrition and work ethics, which served me well. Was my life a dream or a coincidence? Because I'll tell you, when I share with you the topic today and what happened in Richmond, Virginia, I will tell you what happened in New York. And, of course, the Forbidden Red Hill. So your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Unless you're following the steps of God. But these people that you're so enamored with, who are they? What are they and where are they going? Can you define them? Don't you have enough love for yourself, love? Don't you have enough love for yourself to say, hey, I'm really amazing. I have so much to offer. Don't be trapped by dogma. What is dogma? That's living with the results of other people's thinking. Now, if you're going to follow the path of Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Jesus Christ or Buddha, whoever your higher power is, Mother Teresa, of course, you want to get inspiration from them. But the bottom line is you do it your way. And don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your own inner voice. I call it monkey chatter, chicken chatter. Yatta, 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 yatta. And we all created the habit of toxic negative thinking from the world, from the media, from what we listened to when we were little children. Little children, their brains are little sponges, and they just absorb everything. Do you have the courage to follow your heart and intuition? Get the Celestine Prophecy, the third insight. There are dream stealers. There are people who aren't going anywhere. Naysayers. And they truly believe that their way is the only way. Not true. Get the Science of Mind. Log on, Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes. Raymond Charles Barker, theologian. Danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and they stop visioning where they want to go. Is that you? Is that you? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? If you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't submit, it's an automatic rejection, toss in the waste paper basket. And who are you to judge? Are you an authority on your subject? If you are, then I want to hear from you. I wrote the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Not 10 years from now, right now. No costly equipment. No costly surgery unless you choose. But remember, wherever there's a muscle, it must be exercised. So move over, Ponce de Leon. And all of you experts out here, your doctors, I applaud you. But get my book. It's an e-book. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net and read the entire book. It won't be long before I will be doing a series on you being beautiful for women and for men, you being handsome and gallant and courageous. You know, men, my heart goes out to you. But I'll save that for when I do the entire show. And it's going to be all about you. And women, all about you. But remember, darlings, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. What do you have? And you know what you could do? Take this number down, 847-882-8717. If you want to talk with me up close and personal, and share with me the dark abyss that you're afraid of treading. You're down in the valley, and you really want to be on top of the mountain. The dream. You see, if you don't have the dream, and that's what today's show is about, was it a dream or a coincidence? If you don't have the dream, you're not going anywhere. And you know, the greatest of journeys starts with a dream, the way I see it. Yeah, I'm talking to you in Boise, Idaho, in Australia, in New Zealand, Malaysia, London, England, New York, Illinois, Ohio. The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be that poof, poof, poof. Just a dream. Oh, I should have, I could have, I would have, but. Oh, get off your butts. It's exhausting. Exhausting. And then you get to say, well, I guess God didn't want me to do it. My parents didn't want me. Be your own person. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition, because if you don't follow it, then you get to sit in the pity pot, in the valley. And Johnny Carson said it's okay to be down in the valley every once in a while, because I am too. But don't pitch a tent. Ah. But then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday, yeah, you're going to stand on top of the mountain, holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. Can you feel the energy? Can you feel the power? Can you touch it? Can you taste it? Can you embrace it? Can you own it? Now the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. Now you have two choices. Just dream on and draw and dream on. Poof, 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 poof. I guess I don't even want to hear it. There is so much talent out there. There is so much genius out there. But you got in this awful habit of believing toxic negative thinking. You do matter. You're amazing. I want the authentic you to surface. Oh, but let me whine a little bit. But Kathy, I'm down in the valley. And I see that abyss, you know, that deep expanse of the unknown. And I got to crawl out of my comfort zone. And I've got to traverse the expanse, the abyss, and I'm scared. Yeah, we all were. No risk, no glory. And in the risk, you take that little baby step. I didn't tell you to cover the full abyss in one giant leap. One baby step at a time. Get comfortable with being your own person. Follow your dream. Follow your dream. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. But what is that inner voice saying? Right now you've decided, I'm taking that baby step. Oh, I took the lid off. Oh, put it back down. Oh, there it goes. Oh, there's sunlight. Now you have two choices. You could dream on and on, or you have the choice to change and take a quantum leap in believing in you. Can you do that? Are there coincidences in our life? I truly believe in karma. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get. And if you're putting out good karma, your dreams will come to you and you'll be able to fulfill them. The coincidence is that you believed in yourself and you believed in karma. Now, it seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. This is actually good news, because it's just a phase. You see, there are no mistakes. There are no failures. You learn. You had to learn them. Otherwise, you can't go to the next step. The secret is you need to push through and hold on, writing this out. Otherwise, you're back to choice. Number one, going nowhere. Nowhere. Every single waking moment, we're making a choice. You made a choice to listen to my show. You made a choice not to call in. You're going to make a choice to call in. Every moment, every day, every second, there's a choice. Choose wisely. Because choices come back to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. You see, your dreams can only manifest when you grasp your dream and embrace your passion with feelings. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. The show is archived. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on any of the dates. And you know, Thursdays, that is over and above what I do on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That half hour could be exclusively yours. No commercial, no nothing. It's a learning curve. Call me at 847-882-8717, and I'll tell you how you could step out of your comfort zone by hosting your own half-hour show. No, I'm not. I don't turn you loose. You're under my umbrella. Do you have a book? You're going to send me the book. And then we're going to feature it on Live with Kathy. Now, you do know that my show is sponsor-driven. For those of you who really want to rock the world, it's a 10-week introductory offer. You call me and we see about what it is that you want to do. And then your purpose, your mission, your commercial is aired 30 times in the 3 times a week for the 10 weeks, so they hear it 30 times. But then you get your half-hour show. So there are two ways that this could be done. You could come on board for the 10 weeks, or you could just say, Kathy, I just want to take the half hour. And be prepared to soar with the eagles. Have the courage to follow your heart. And listen to your gut. It never fails you. First hour, the rudder of the day. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Let your dream come true. It isn't a coincidence, you see. If you're meant to be, let me use the analogy of a love affair. Let's just say you have this is your soulmate. You got married. And all of a sudden you're both going different ways and it winds up in a divorce and you're totally separated. Well, yeah, it could be emotionally draining. But here's the good news. You'll find out whether it was love or an addiction. If you are truly meant to be together, you will come together. The universe, God, the universe, whoever you hold as your higher power, there is one God. And if it is meant to be, you will be brought together. If not, praise God, because it wasn't going to work anyway. And remember, you have this one life. There are no do-overs. No do-overs. So if you truly want to take that next baby step, call me at 847-882-8717. And I shall be delighted to mentor you, to guide you. And when you get at that mountaintop and you see all of us that are there, you are just going to be ecstatic. And you wonder, well, what took me so long? Everything is timing. But will you promise me to have the courage to follow your heart? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And log on simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Okay, let's go to, we already talked about, tomorrow is April 1st. And then in a few days, Easter. Where is the time going? Locally? There are two interesting races going on. Well, one out of Washington, but here locally, Chewy and Rami. Now, I read an article that, you know, the guy made so much sense. And this is Mark Brown in another view on the Sun-Times on page 15. ChicagoSunTimes.com, and then go to another view. Mark Brown. Now, he's talking about the mayors, the mayor and Chewy. Like many Chicago voters, I'm quoting Mark Brown. I like the idea of a mayor who might actually listen first and act later. And he said, I've known the two candidates since they were young men and watched their political careers develop. Grom as the power politician, Chewy as the neighborhood politician. Isn't it too bad we can't combine their best qualities in one man? Well, I know who I want to win. But I'm not telling you until after the election. And I can't vote because I'm out of the vicinity. More politics, Washington. Veteran could face veteran. Tammy Duckworth could be the only Illinois Democrat who can cut into the goodwill Senator Mark Kirk has stockpiled after his stroke. Now, the GOP tries to link Congresswoman to Blago. And I want you to know that I still say Blago got a raw deal. Oh, I didn't know this. Wait a minute. Duckworth, a Hoffman Estates resident. Now, both of them use wheelchairs and canes to get around. Oh, Kirk, you just go, guy. He climbed, I think, about 10 flights in one of the benefits that we had climbing here, the John Hancock and so on and so forth. Oh, wait a minute. Before she can take on Kirk, though, Duckworth has to win the Democratic nomination. Former Representative Joe Walsh, Republican Illinois, now a radio talk show host, may challenge Kirk in a GOP primary. Well, nope. I will tell you who I have my list that I want to win. Listening to Live with Kathy. And Karen Lewis, oh, God love her, she's coming along fine. Don't trust polls that say it's Rahm. Now, where is it that I found? Oh, this is national. Pilot had been treated for suicidal tendencies. Prosecutor, physicians recently determined that he was unfit to fly. Andreas had received psychotherapy several years before obtaining his pilot's license. So, you know, I think that teachers, firemen, policemen, and now pilots have to be thoroughly, thoroughly schooled and examined. Unbelievable. Now, the voice recorder indicates that when the pilot, Patrick, left Andreas alone in the cockpit, Andreas began an unscheduled descent. Minutes later, Patrick, the pilot, is heard frantically banging on the cockpit door in an ill-fated effort to gain entry and take back control of the planes. the plane. Oh. Minutes later, the plane crashed. Now, U.S. aviation regulations require that more than one person always be in the cockpit. Since the crash, several airlines and nations have adopted similar requirements. Why wouldn't you? What if your family was on board? What if your family was on board? It does make a difference, doesn't it? Changes everything, doesn't it? Well, harsh weather hampers the... Oh, can you imagine how sad? Harsh weather hampers search. In Berlin, a team of 50 forensic and recovery workers resumed searching for victims from the crash. German Wings plane crash. In treacherous fresh Alps terrain Monday. And they said that a crucial data recorder might never be found. They haven't found a single body intact. Currently, 400 to 600 body parts are being examined by identification experts. Stop for a moment. What if it was you? Your family. What would you do? What would you do? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it just breaks my heart when I think of what? You know, I think it happened so fast, which may be a good thing, that the passengers didn't have a chance. Boom, it was over with. What more could they have done when they examined Andreas? Do any of you have a clue? Call in 347-637-3789. In today's show, was it a dream or a coincidence? You know, this reminds me of a couple of stories of passengers who missed their flight by a couple of seconds and the plane crashed. Was that a coincidence? What happens there? Now, I can't recall from the top of my head, but I do know that there were some stories about people saying, well, I wanted to be on that, and I was too late, and boy, was I ever PO'd just to find out that the plane crashed, and I'm alive. What was their reason for being alive? What have they got to contribute to the world? Because they survived. The others didn't. When the others didn't. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Sponsor driven. It's a call to action. All you business owners, private entities, what dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Give me a call, 847-882-8717. Change is constant. You need to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And I only want those that want to soar with the eagles. You want to run with the herd? Go ahead. You want to run with the sheep? Go ahead. But if you really want to soar, you know how to reach me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion, a of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Their show was March 19th. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on March 19th. The Titans coming together. Forceful, dynamic. They wear their hearts on their sleeves to make for a better world. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. That's impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers. What a noble profession. You see, the mission and the purpose is to introduce you to a quality and a side of their persona that none of you know about. Oh, you just think of them as these burly, strong guys that could walk a beam and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But did you know that they are co-creators of art? Mm-hmm. I want you to recognize them as the Michelangelo of all of the buildings. Because creative construction would not be there without the Ironworkers. I love illuminating the character of Ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life. You just graduated high school. Okay, you have a choice. 4 years college, and unless you have a trust fund or mom and dad are willing to support you during your college years, you have to pay the tuition. Uh-huh. Now, construction, ironworking is not for everyone. Man, it's a manly man. You have to qualify. Write down ironworkers.org and click on all of the buttons, apprenticeship. It could take you 4 years, but they have to accept you. No guts, no glory. They got to see if you have what it takes to build monuments spiraling to the endless skies, the John Hancock, the Willis, the Sears Tower, as I know it. Afraid to get your hands dirty? Don't bother. Now, after 4 years, now during your apprenticeship, you're learning and you're making money, your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? And it follows you as long as you are an ironworker. And then you become a journeyman. The CD is out. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. And we opened with the bombastic Aaron Copland, Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan, arduous years of practice rehearsing. Similarities abound, and yet worlds apart. But there is that connection. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 winners, national gold winners. I didn't say local. I said national. And Rika Cuff is doing an excellent job of creating excitement and interest with the 50 Club Consortium. Are you bored and lonely? Hey, pick up the beer. Say hello to the person that's creating it. You're creating your life right now. You're listening to my show or you're not. I don't care. You're creating it. log on, heparks.org. Check with your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, April 15th is right around the corner. How about that? Right around the corner. Are you prepared for your taxes? Our accountant, Greg McIntyre, he's just awesome. Absolutely awesome. Here we go. Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And then, looks do matter. Oh, don't tell me they don't. Of course they do. And you know they do. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And you know, you guys, I'm so delighted that you're truly paying attention to how you look. I see you sneaking peeks at a mirror when you're walking by. And that's the way it should be. Absolutely. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an e-book. Download it. Have one of your Office Depots, one of your stores like that, to download it for you, bind it, and it's there. And then you have privy to call me at 847-882-8717. And I shall guide you. It's all natural. All of the stuff, all of the techniques, the methods, you'll start to live your life like it's golden. Because you're going to like what you see in the mirror, and you're going to love your new healthy thoughts, because you took that baby step to delete toxic negative thinking. Because stress, trauma, and anger releases toxins into our body. You see, I know how to neutralize them mentally and with my food. And good skin, good, it's an inside out. Give me a call. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAges.net, and see the book. Nonfiction, then scroll down to the nonfiction book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Selected and introduced by Kathy Watson. AuthorHouse.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. An Easter feast. Make it a new tradition. And the shipping is on Lobstergram. On orders of $50 or more. Oh, there's side dishes, desserts, lobster. We had the filet mignon last evening. I'm so spoiled. Log on. Here it is. You could call, email customerservice@lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. Bon appetit. Exquisite dining. Make it a new tradition. And once you do it, you will want it to be tradition. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Live Talk Radio. Our PSAs, IRS, they do the, hang up, listen to me, hang up. The only way the IRS will contact you is through the mail. Don't let them frighten you. Don't let them frighten you. Call the police. Oh, there's so many scams out there. And of course, my scam, you know, the Warren Buffett gifted me $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. Really? And they say, God bless you, Mr. Warren Buffett, billionaire investor. They're aware of the scam. And then we'll get to abuse, domestic. Now, you see, these people, these depraved people, they're artists, they're pros at Sweet Talk. Hang up. Call a family member. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live, etc. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. And let's talk about domestic abuse, verbal and emotional, too. Any type of abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. But come on, domestic abuse, let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. And it's time for you men to stand up to the plate. Cat got your tongue? Men very often are hesitant to make a statement. But stop and think. Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter to be a victim of abuse? Get involved. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. And if you don't live in Illinois and you're hearing this message, call that number and ask them that you need the number of the state that you live in. National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. Brought to you in part, lovingly, in part, by people who care. Reviva Labs, in choices, from humble beginnings to success, to Chuck Brazelton. My life's work, in choices. Rhea, who am I and where am I going? Choices. In memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. They were all stellar women and men. And you'll read my story through the years. Kathy Watson, get the book. AuthorHouse.com. And I need to mention that it is available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Listening to Live with Kathy. Huh. Was it a dream? Or coincidence? How the power of a premonition shaped the lives of two people one summer in Virginia. And they didn't know each other. Sidebar. 1979, I was in New York, and we were having dinner at a beautiful restaurant, and there was a tea leaf reader. She came over to me, she said, I have to read your tea leaves. And she said to me, you are going to travel the world. You will become an acclaimed speaker. Please don't ignore what I'm saying to you. Years later, here I am. The journey, I just took one step at a time, and I followed my intuition and my heart. Now, this is a true story. Imagine being a single parent. Mine was true also. A single parent, mother of a year old, and having a partner of many years decided he didn't want to make it legal, so he took off and headed back east, leaving me alone to cope with life. I decided to move to California, a place of fresh starts, but after 2 months, things were not going my way. Rumors of a mountain lion in the hills above my apartment. Neighbor's cat used our sandbox as its litter box. Babysitter burned pots and hid them in places where she thought I wouldn't look. Kate, my daughter, really rarely slept, and I was on the brink of utter exhaustion. One night, I had a dream that I'd gone to Richmond, Virginia, I've never been there. Kate's father said he was going to come to kidnap her and take her to Canada. Oh. New York Times, March 15th, Modern Love. Oh, by the way, she had the dream that Richard, her daughter's biological father, was coming to kidnap her and take her into Canada, and I'd never see her again. I'd never see her again? I was desperately seeking someone who could stop him at the border. When I woke up, I was terrified and trembling. And it was Sunday. I had another long day ahead. Time crawled on. My job was a 2-year commitment, and I was having difficulty making it through the first semester. Then one afternoon, I got a call from an old friend who ran a workshop at Virginia Commonwealth University. He asked me if I'd like to spend 2 weeks in Richmond next summer. Kate, my little girl, was playing on the floor, inching toward an electrical socket, but I stood transfixed. Was this a cosmic joke? Premonition or mere coincidence? My decision was clear. Something was sending me to Richmond. She followed her heart and her intuition. Through the holidays and into spring, I remained alone in a place where I had no family, few friends, and a baby who didn't sleep, and a job I barely tolerated. It seemed as if I could get no traction in life. So you know what? In search of distraction, I began hanging out with New Agers. I attended UFO abductee support groups. I flew as an angel in the Crystal Cathedral. I went to challenging sessions where some women determined I hadn't really given birth to my daughter. So I asked, who is the babysitter watching back home? I dated a bit, blind dates, chance encounters. One man on our way to dinner said it was nice of me to allow the help to bring her child over. When I told him it was my child, he said I betrayed him, and he refused to pay for dinner. I gave up dating. I gave up hoping. I devoted myself to my daughter and our lives as best as I could. Anyway, I had so much to do. I didn't have time to think about the future for a time. I didn't even think about that dream. I'm going to fast forward. Summer rolled around. And it was at last time to meet my destiny, whatever it called me, to Richmond. My mother had agreed to take care of Kate for the first week. She would join me along with my 13-year-old nephew and Kate for the second. I was given an apartment in the Gladding Residence Center, a dormitory of cinder block walls. A rocking chair for Kate had been placed in the middle of the room. At Gladding, there was only one other attendee, a young man named Larry. He was supposed to be in another workshop, but the director moved him into mine. On our second morning, he was in line behind me at the cafeteria. He smiled and waved. Oh, he had such a nice smile. Bright blue eyes and a caring face. But let me tell you, honey, I was in no shape to socialize. I was barely getting through the day. Then another student waved us over, so Larry and I wound up eating together. What did you do this morning? The other student asked us. I said I read papers and critiqued them. And Larry said, well, I took a walking tour of Old Richmond. As he told us about the architecture and historical insights, I thought, what a nice thing. A man who takes himself on a walking tour. Well, you know what? I said, I'd love to do that. Are there any more tours? Well, laughingly, Larry said, there's a slavery exhibit at the local historical society. We agreed to see it the next afternoon. The exhibit was predictably awful, though its intent was to show how the slaves of Richmond fared much better than others. We bonded over the bizarreness of the concept and then returned to Gladding, where it seemed they had closed the cafeteria for the rest of the summer. Oh, do you want to have dinner? Larry asked. There's a nice tea room nearby. I think it has southern cooking. I told him I had to do my laundry. Listen, Larry said, hey, I could do your laundry. I looked at him in disbelief and I said, you what? You want to do my laundry? And, well, Larry said, well, I have to do mine. I paused to wonder if there was something creepy about this. Since Kate was born, I'd taken care of her. No one had taken care of me. No one even offered. So I gave Larry my laundry bag. 2 hours later, he returned with my clothes warm and folded. Then we went to Miss Morton's tea room that evening. Over dinner, I asked myself, is this the moment I tell him I have an 18-month-old child, or should I just enjoy myself for another day or two? I meant to tell him in the car, but he asked if I wanted to see a movie, so we went to see Bull Durham, laughing, enjoying ourselves. After we walked back to his car, I saw his license plate. Yeah, you're from Ontario? Uh-huh. I'm teaching in a place called North Bay. Slowly the dream came back to me. The dream where I was in Richmond and desperately needed a Canadian to protect my family. You know what? It didn't seem possible, but here we are. Here we were. So you're a Canadian? Yeah. So the next night we spend all our time together, I knew I had to tell him about Kate and then listen as he made pleasant excuses about wanting a family of his own or not being ready for responsibility, blah, 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 blah. So over dinner I said, I have something to tell you. On Larry... On Saturday, my mother, my nephew, and my baby daughter are arriving. Larry cocked his head. That's it? You aren't married or sick or something? No, I left. Why? I was worried something was wrong. He smiled. So what time do we have to pick them up? A few weeks later, I quit my job and moved back to New York. And soon Larry was flying down from Canada every weekend. And Kate was starting to call him Daddy. I knew this couldn't go on when I called him. I said I wanted to break up. He said he was moving to New York. It's not going working for me here. All right, but I don't want to live together. I'm just not ready. And I have to think of Kate. And then he asked if I would help him find an apartment. The next day, my upstairs neighbor knocked on my door. A professional mime, she just returned from doing street theater in Eastern Europe. She rambling about a Polish mechanic she had met and how it was love at first sight and da-da-da-da-da. She was going to move. Did I know of anyone who might want her apartment? Yes, I told her I did. My grandmother used to say, if it's meant to be, it will be. 25 years later, I still think about that dream. Was it coincidence or a premonition? Did I foresee the future, or did I make all these decisions because of a dream? It has remained an enormous mystery and a gift to me. I do know that I have the dream, I have this life, and at times I cannot tell one from another. Have you ever had a dream that powered with premonitions that shaped your life? Share it with me. Don't ever argue with a dream. Was it premonition or mere coincidence? The decision is clear. Follow your heart and intuition. Until tomorrow, au revoir.